強いね。
The podcast.
Jane Adventures.
Everything seems so right, my baby girl, my Sarah.
Jane Adventures.
You are all I want to know. You hold my heart, so don't let go.
Of the share/listen/subscribe/download button. Thanks.
Potter Who Cast.
Mona Lisa, they say you're in last of the summer wine. Hello and welcome to Sarah Podcast Ventures. Mona Lisa's revenge. What she gained revenge against, I don't know. This is broadcast on the 12th and the 13th of November 2009, written by, once again, Phil Ford, and directed by Joss Agnew. The gist of this one is that In a strange turn of events, the Mona Lisa is being brought to London via the International Gallery, and the gang get to see it first because Clyde wins a competition that Luke enters into. So they go to the gallery, and turns out the Mona Lisa is evil, an evil alien, and it steals stuff from paintings as well as sticking people into them. The museum creator, who is like horny for the Mona Lisa, helps her search for her brother. It turns out to be an evil alien called the Abomination. Despite their best efforts to stop the Mona Lisa, she frees the Abomination. But because Luke is like, we'll help. And then what happens is that there's a drawing of K-9 in Clyde's book. Because Clyde has drawn like this puzzle box that they broke to stop her from getting the Abomination. So she gets like a copy of the puzzle box brought to life, but also K-9 comes to life and like kind of shoots the Abomination. Like shooting into his painting, whatever, I don't fucking know. But this also, for some reason, causes the Mona Lisa to turn back into a painting. And everyone becomes human again, and then it kind of just like ends. This one is both baffling and, I'm going to say this now, and apologies, fucking shit. This is maybe the worst series I've watched. This is absolutely perplexingly, for me, perplexingly awful. Let's start from the basics.
Why is he northern? I'm sorry to keep harping on this. But why is she northern? What is the joke? I don't get it. Please, just tell me. Just have a quick word where she goes, "Oh, I'm northern because I was made in the north of Italy." Like, just come on, please. Something. I want to know. What do you mean? Explain this to me, please.
Even beyond that, like, why is the Mona Lisa an evil alien that is like plotting revenge against people for locking her up? Okay. First thing first, it stinks. Second thing, okay. So you have the subplot of Sarah Jane is annoyed with Luke because he doesn't clean up his room. And Luke's like, let me be a real teenager. And just, you're not letting me be a real person because you're always on me to like clean my room up. And then that is like, you think that's going to like set up like, oh, you know, there's going to be some kind of problem. Maybe Luke gets like kind of tricked into like, you know, doing whatever. And it just it's like a way to like have Sarah Jane show up to the gallery. But even then, like, it doesn't really matter much that it happened, because she would have shown up anyway when the thing was stolen. She could have been like a chaperone if that wasn't happening. It's
it's insane how much this has broken your brain. I can hear your brain struggling to. Well, the thing again is we have another problem where it's another story where it's mostly them going from one location to the other while stuff happens or they figure it out. It's not this. It doesn't feel like. How, the way Luke and Ronnie also figure out the abomination stuff, it felt so, let's open this book. Oh me, oh my. Here's the thing that we found in our book. Great. And now let's slowly walk. Awesome.
It's like, here we go. It, like, all that stuff, it's just, it's I really don't understand it. The other thing as well is that this is hopping about, there's no structure here. This is the same art gallery as Planet of the Dead. Which, you know, good for this. My thing is that, like, and this is real like goofs, this is real like CinemaSins, this whatever. If this gallery has just been burgled out of like a very rare and priceless artifact, like a few months ago, like 3 or 4 months ago, would the Louvre send the Mona Lisa?
Oh, I did not think about that. That is a very good point.
Because there's proof like the security doesn't really matter anymore because it's been broken into very easily, and like, there's still stuff
also
missing.
Also, why would the Louvre lend Mona Lisa?
Yeah, why is it going to London? Why is there competition?
I would not. Listen, I'm sorry. If I'm the Louvre, I'm like, guys, this is the thing everyone comes here for. Yeah. They're not lending it away. I almost thought when they were like, oh yeah, the Louvre has landed the Mona Lisa to us. I almost thought they were going to be like, the reveal is that this is not the real Mona Lisa. This is like a fake.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
It's the real Mona Lisa. Like, you can see a version where they have the budget to be like, okay, it's a school trip to France, and we're going to see the Mona Lisa, and maybe Sarah Jane and Luke have their argument, and then she decides not to like go with them, and then the whole thing happens, and she has to like fly over like quickly to like help them out. But like, there's no world in which a Louvre would be like, one, let's lend this painting to this gallery, two, this gallery that's just been burgled, and three, let's hold a competition where like a student can, I mean, a student, anyone can hand in like artwork, and then they can see the Mona Lisa first.
And also, why did they pick that Clyde's weird
deviant art?
When they showed it, I was like, that cannot be it. It's the most, somehow it is very accurate to the time that a teenage boy would draw that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is also very inaccurate that people would look at that and not immediately go, are you masturbating to this? Like, is this your fantasy? Like, what's going on here?
It's a very deviant ass episode, especially when Jeff Rawl, who's a great voice, he's a great kind of raspy voice, is so horned up.
Is that the Mona curator Lisa guy?
Yeah,
is that like, the curator guy? Where have I seen before?
He's in
killing me.
Have you seen the Harry Potter movies?
Oh,
he's the guy's like, my son, my boy.
Okay, yeah. He's Robert Pattinson's dad.
Yeah.
Wait, Robert Pattinson is British?
Yeah.
Oh man. All right.
Back to the story. He just loves Mona Lisa so much. He just loves it so much, and it gets very uncomfortable after a while. There's one thing in the story that I think makes sense, and that's really good, and that's when, you know, he's changed his mind, he's, you know, he's broken the box, he's run off, he's done all this stuff, and then
it doesn't
happens,
matter.
but that happens. But at the end, when like your one gets free from the painting, and he runs up to you and he's like, I'm ready to do all this stuff, and she's like,
no, sorry, I'm sorry, let's go back for a second. This is not the reason I remember this is not because remember this guy, it's not because he's on Harry Potter. It's because he's on an adventure in space and time.
Oh yeah, he's the guy who creates the title sequence stuff.
Yeah, he said pop in front of the TV for a second. Yeah.
Yeah. We should watch. We should do that. We'll do that when the time comes.
Yeah, we'll do that 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
Well, maybe by then I will have watched more than 2 episodes of old Doctor Who.
Well, you have a chance now to watch a 75-minute long Dalek alternate cut.
It's so funny how they were like, yeah, okay, we gotta admit it. The Daleks is really fucking long. Yeah.
75 minutes and it's got new music now and new effects.
You made a joke, which is it should Star Wars says, it's a good thing I didn't forget the fluid leak. Yeah, <to, exactly. laughs> 75 minutes of credits.
They should I know that there was like talk like years and years and years ago when Russell and Moffat were talking, they were like, you know, we should do this, we should cut down a little of like serials and like package them up as like single episodes and then get this. Like, they were talking about like, you know, the Ark in space and stuff. So it could happen again. Anyway, that's not interesting. What is interesting is that this guy goes up to her at the end. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I overlooked you for so long. You know, please forgive me. I'm ready to make it work. And then she's like, no, you're interested in Mona Lisa. Fuck off. And she walks off. Like that bit to me, I think, was the one bit where I was like, you know what? Yeah, I can get on board with this. The thing that really, like, it's very tortured series one finale where like the abomination thing happens and then it just, like, Kanan just randomly gets drawn into life and like
shoots it.
Well, you only see the arm and like it shoots it and then for some whatever reason the other paintings are gone. I don't know, magic, whatever. It's
the thing is so fun. We've been talking about this for 12 minutes and we did not mention the random ass highwayman. Here's the problem. Here's the thing that my biggest problem with this. In a universe where Night of the Museum exists, you can't have like the Mona Lisa has come to life in a museum. And the only other thing she brings to life is a random ass guy with guns that is not real. Really, guys? Come on. You couldn't find another like random painting that she could come to life? Like, have her bring I know paintings. Have her bring the Scream to life. And he's like screaming at them. Like, it feels like they were going to make a whole point about art. In this thing, because they start talking about art, but then it's all about how Luke is angry that Sarah Jane is angry at him for not letting him be a real boy, which is like, Lukey boy, being a teenager is one thing. Leaving a cup so long in your room that it develops sick-looking mold is another. Like, that is unacceptable behavior. That's just insane.
It's a horrible, horrible cup. The other thing as well is that, like, the reason she can come to life is because the paint that they used was, like, it was, like, a meteor or something. That, like, it was a sentient meteor or whatever. That's why she comes to life. So why can she just bring, like, a random painting to life as well is the other thing for me.
Yeah.
I think I'm being a bit too harsh. I think, no, it's baffling, it's boring, and I think it's a much of a muchness. It's just not very good. The Kanan thing is such like, it just feels like a real like, okay, how do we end this? He's been drawing Kanan a lot for whatever reason. He's drawing Kanan, so Kanan will come out and shoot the thing and disappear again. I mentioned last week location reusing. The like feeling the pride and then absolute dread I felt when I realized that the gallery they were in was the end of the world platform. I was like, oh my god, it's the end of the world platform. And I was like, oh my god, I recognize that it was the location from an episode from 2005. It was very unfortunate to realize that. I don't know. I think it's poop from a butt and it's not very good and it's it's like it's going. If whatever poll we do, it's for me, it's at the bottom. Whatever ranking we do, it's rock bottom for me at the moment. Like, say what you will about, like, we've talked around.
Yeah, go ahead.
We briefed up with Mona Lisa being northern, whatever. We talked around again. As a villain, she's not that compelling either, because all she's doing is, like, she has a gun and she's like, all right, we're going to get me brother out from the painting.
And then it does.
Yeah. It's just like, it's a problem we had last week as well. Like, there's nothing compelling about, like, the idea of the Mona Lisa is an evil alien. It's like, it's out there. It's silly. It's kind of stupid. It's something that you can work with, and like, you know, if you like, because that's an angle, that's like a take, you know, and like, mm-hmm. It may be the most compelling take, but it's a take. But the way they go about it is so dull, and like, it's like, as you said, like, there's so much cutting between like locations and stuff, but like,
yeah,
you don't get a handle on her character because there's like no time to like delve into like, okay, what is this? What's going on? It's just like, we need to go to like this location, that location, this location. She needs to show up and do this and do that and then disappear and then whatever, you know, it's just.
Well, the only moment that there's like a bit of like, oh, this is cool, is when she like tries to leave because she wants to see the world and then she can't.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, they're setting up like a late moment where she's going to turn against the Abomination, which, by the way, you could feel them struggling against their. if you're gonna do a thing where no, you can't see what it is, don't show it. Just don't mm-hmm. show it. You don't need to put a CGI devil hand. But that scene where she's like, "I haven't been freed from paint and wood to be trapped in here," I was like, "Yeah, that's a pretty good scene. That's interesting. Are we gonna do more? Oh, we're not. Okay, got it." Also, can I just say, you guys know I don't like pointless fan service, mm-hmm. but when the Mona Lisa started going like, "Sarah Jane, where have I heard that before?" Oh, okay, you know what? I changed. I was going to say, why didn't she reference City of Death? But then Romana, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys. Take away my fan card.
Yeah, I don't know. There's just, it's just.
Do you have anything else you want to say?
No, I got one
thing. Maybe you want to point out how Clyde makes a reference to Silent Bob?
Skadoosh.
What kid knows what Silent Bob is? What kid born after 1999 knows those words? Don't. They don't. Stop it.
Skadoosh, Mapoosh.
I feel like we should end by playing that song from Popstar where they go, "Mona Lisa, you're an overrated piece of shit."
But what we'll see first is next time.
Access denied. Access denied.
Tell me what happened.
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
Now tell me.
You should be with the others.
Tell me. I could ramp up the pressure in that airlock and crush you.
Except you won't. You could have shot Andy Stone, but you didn't.
I loved you for that. Imagine. Imagine you knew something. Imagine you found yourself somewhere. I don't know, Pompeii.
Imagine you were in Pompeii.
What the hell's that got to do with it?
And you tried to save them.
But in doing so, you make it happen. Anything I do just makes it happen.
Captain, we need you right now.
I'm still here. Station 1. There are 4 more standard action procedures, and Action 5 is...
Detonation.
The final option. The nuclear device at the heart of the central dome. Today, on the 21st of November, 2059, Captain Brooke activates that device, taking the base and all her crew members with her. No one ever knows why. But you were saving Earth. That's what inspires your granddaughter. She takes your people out into the galaxy because you die on Mars. You die today. She flies out there. Like she's trying to meet you.
I won't die. I will not.
But your death creates the future.
Help me. Why won't you help, Doctor, if you know all of this? Why can't you change it?
I can't.
Why can't you find a way?
I swear, I can't. I'm sorry, but I can't. Sometimes I can. Sometimes I do. Most times I can save someone. Or anyone. But not you. You wondered all your life why that Dalek spared you. I think it knew. Your death is fixed in time forever. And that's right.
You'll die here too.
No.
What's going to save you?
Captain Adelaide Brooke.
Next time we have something I'm very excited about.
What is the next time?
Next time is, hang on while I check, make sure.
Oh, Waters or Mars. Yes. The episode I skipped.
Yes.
The first time I watched Series 4 because I was like, I just want to get to the end of Series 4 as fast as possible. Skip.
There will be a literary corner because I've read the novelization and it has a lot of interesting additions and deviations from the usual plot.
Maybe I should read it too.
It's a very quick read. I recommend reading it after the episode, like after watching the episode.
No, of course. Yeah. Do this, of course.
There is a very disarming moment in it that I'll talk about that involves a reference that really made me reconsider the episode. But yeah. I don't know. Thank God that's over. I don't know. I'm being harsh, but like, it's just, it's silly, and it's you know, the next gen trailer for the series finale of this season looks interesting, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. Bye.
Bye.
What's up, y'all? This is kind of for real. You know I've been all around the world, right? But tonight I'm on my dumb shit.
I landed in Paris at 12:45. So excited to see her. I went straight to the Louvre. I heard she's exquisite. So I bought my ticket. Pushed my way to the front of the crowd and I couldn't believe what I saw. Mona Lisa, you're an overrated piece of shit. With your terrible style and your dead shark eyes and a smirk like you're hiding a dick.
What the fuck is this garbage?
Mona Lisa, the original.